Hi there, I'm Kaylee, the newest member to Team Johnson. We're still working on that job title. But I'm here to read you today's review by Mr. CPHX. Your podcast is very helpful, and I enjoy following and learning from your content. Our goal is simply to get our content, architecture, tours, and lifestyle brand out there, and your podcast is most helpful. Thank you.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Let me first say thank you so much for the incredible feedback that we got from last week's episode Brock and I did together on TikTok. Now, if you haven't listened to that episode before you go write TikTok off, go back and listen to it because I'm telling you, like just before I started recording this today, I got a message from a gal on Instagram who said, after just 3 days, I already have 200,000 views on one of my videos and it just keeps climbing. I started a TikTok account right after listening to you and Brock, and she was just like over the moon tickled at how cool and how easy it was for her to go pretty much viral very quickly and how she's been able to already see how that helped her Instagram. Pretty cool, pretty fun. So check that out. While normally we talk about how to gain followers or attract new people to social media, that's what we talk about here on Build Your Tribe, and ultimately how to take those people and move them off of social media onto an email list where you can actually build a relationship with them. But today I want to talk to you about losing people intentionally, whether that's on your email list and or in your social media. And this is something you just need to do because it's going to embody, empower, and strengthen. It's going to embolden your brand. It's going to help you to feel so much more confident in your messaging and who it is you're trying to reach, who it is you're trying to help. So what am I talking about? I'm referring to those people who tend to disagree with things that you post. They're the people that are in your head when you're creating something, you're creating content, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'd like to say this, but I really can't or I shouldn't because I know the people this is going to offend or they might take it the wrong way. We all have those conversations with ourselves. I think every human being has these thoughts before they say something. Well, maybe not our president, but we're not talking about politics. But we all do that. Even if you're very confident in your position, if you know your brand, you know your messaging, you say that you don't worry about offending people, we all do it. You just think, oh gosh, is that going to come off the wrong way? Today, I want to encourage you to create content specifically designed to give those people permission to unfollow. It is one of the most freeing things that you can do. And I'm going to share with you a recent example where I did this myself and how you might be able to do the same. In this example that I'm going to share with you, I am also fully aware that I may lose a great deal of my followers. And that's okay. Because if I have closed-minded followers or followers who don't know about this side of me or this belief that I have, and it's an important belief, and then they were to find it out later, well, that's not fair. I've wasted their time and perhaps I've wasted my time. Now, when we share things that are very personal to us, our opinions, our beliefs, the things that we stand for, we don't expect that all of our customers or followers need to be in agreement. I certainly do business and follow people in social media who I don't necessarily share their beliefs. And I think we all have to make an individual decision when we're doing business, like, okay, so I want to go to this dry cleaner. Does it matter to me that the guy that owns this dry cleaning business doesn't recycle? You know what I'm saying? Like, now, if recycling is your thing, you wouldn't be able to justify that. So I was working with a new Marketing Impact Academy student, and she was explaining to me that she writes these posts about aging, but she does so kind of carefully, knowing that if she really were to express the way that she felt and the way that she knows her girl feels, the person who she's trying to serve, that she's going to offend a certain segment of her audience who believes that you should let your hair grow gray and you don't need to wear makeup and, you know, doing all these extra things like Botox or whatever, that aging unnaturally means that you don't love yourself, that you don't accept yourself, that you're not accepting the fact that you're aging. And her beliefs are very different from that. Her beliefs are like, well, I dyed my hair when I was 23. There's no difference. You know, I started getting Botox when I was 40 and wasn't even thinking about the fact that I was at some point going to be 50. And, you know, so these are just things that I'm going to continue to do, and we can talk about them. And I want to serve the gal who is into that. But at the same time, I don't want to offend this follower I have who is offended every time I bring that up. And I said, girl, you got to pick. You have to pick. Well, you don't have to pick. But if you continue to try to please both, you'll please neither. And you'll never make a name for your brand. You'll never be so bold that the people who are truly looking for your message will find it. It is nearly impossible for us to be authentic, to truly be who we are, if we're so concerned with how we're going to come across to the people who we're not even trying to serve. You know what I'm saying? I'll put a link to a post I recently did on Instagram that ended up being the most liked and commented, the most viral post that I've done in, I think, months, maybe even years. So I was catching all kinds of flack on Instagram in my DMs from other Christians who were eager to let me know that my beliefs, the way that I live my life and the things that I accept and love, that those things made me less of a Christian and that I need to check the Bible and I need to check myself, etc. Well, I don't care to serve that type of Christian individual. Yes, I talk about my faith in my business because it's important to me. Now, there are certain things that are relatively important to me, but they're not so important to me that I talk about them in my business. But my faith is important to me. And I do happen to love and support people who are homosexual. I support the LGBTQ, so many letters, community. And I do so openly. And whenever I do, I lose followers, and that's okay. But there was something I posted recently where they just like, it's always the Christians who came out hard for me and just saying like, I'm a disgrace. How dare you call yourself a Christian? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, you know what? This is like a surprise to these people. Like, for whatever reason, it's the first time they've ever seen me support someone who's gay or lesbian or trans. And you know what? I don't want this to be a surprise for someone who's that offended by it, right? I wouldn't want to waste their time. I wouldn't want to upset them. So what I decided to do was to create a post to just give them permission to go about their way, like permission to unfollow. And at the same time, in doing so and expressing my views and my beliefs very openly, I wanted to give permission and invite those who were looking for someone like me that this would be a safe place. And furthermore, the post was to let those very negative, very mean individuals who were happy to send me these long, horrible, direct messages, I wanted to let them know that they could save their time, that I actually would not be reading them. If I could tell from the first sentence or two that they were very angry with me over my beliefs, I was simply going to delete and block them because I very adamantly protect my positivity. That's all. And, you know, when you read negative messages like that and somebody's like attacking your beliefs, I can't change their mind and they certainly can't change my mind. So all it does is take up negative space in my mind. So I wanted to let them know in that post, here's who I am. You're going to see more of this. If that's offensive to you, then please unfollow. If you don't agree with it at all, but you can still appreciate parts of me or pieces of me or something that I do for you, well, then great, stick around because we can agree to disagree. I won't try to change your mind and I will not attack you for not sharing my beliefs, but these are mine and this is my page and these are the rules. My average Instagram post on my page probably gets like, I don't know, maybe 7 to 10,000 likes and maybe like 150 to 200 comments, something like that, you know, just on average. I mean, there are some that go higher and lower. But this one got 33,000 likes and 3,500 comments. Wow. It also resulted in me losing 2,000 followers from one post and gaining almost 6,000, right? So, you know, if you do the math there, I'm up 4,000. right? Like, you know, I could just look at the fact that I lost 2,000 followers, but I really feel like I set them free. And I was also so bold in my true beliefs and who I am and what I stand for that I created a place where 4,000 new people were able to go like, cool, this is someone who I can relate to. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to agree with my stance or my beliefs, but if I wasn't bold about them, they would never find me. And so that's my call to action for you this week, is I want you to create a post. If you've been doing this, if you've been like holding back on your opinion and you're just very careful not to offend a certain segment of your audience who you're not even trying to serve, who you don't even really understand or like them, right? If you're trying so hard to please them, I promise your voice is not coming through as authentically as it could. And the more authenticity you put into your content, the easier it is for people to find you, the better your brand will stand out. So go for it. Create a post of your own, an invitation to stay or permission to go. But here's who I am. This is what I stand for. This is what I believe. And this is the type of community that I'm trying to create for people. No more needless people pleasing. You've got thick skin. You can do this. And you might actually need to do this. This might just be the thing that allows you to find your unique voice. I want to hear all about it, all right? So hit me up on Instagram and let me know how it goes. Let me know how people respond. I guess what I'm really most curious about is like, how did you handle it? All right? Let me know how you felt before you wrote the post, before you hit post, and then how you handled it after you got the feedback. It is my objective to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. Don't forget, you can always download my Instagram guide by going to shalene.com/IG hacks. It's golden. It's only up for a little bit longer. Grab it while you can. I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.